got your nudes coming up here in a moment, but first it's being brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving a Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Michigan officials are moving forward with revisions to the state health and sex education framework, the first update since 2007, while emphasizing that parents will continue to hold final authority over what their children are taught. The Michigan Department of Education is updating the guidelines, but says the core rules remain unchanged. Local school districts choose whether to offer sex education. Classroom content is approved by local boards, and families can review materials or opt their children out entirely. State Board of Education President Pamela Pugh criticized misinformation circulating about the revisions, saying claims that the changes reduce parental control are unfounded. Under existing law, each district's sex education advisory committee must consist of at least half parents. Proposed lesson plans must be reviewed publicly, and schools are required to notify parents before instruction begins. Public input on the draft standards closed October 10th, and the Department of Education is now evaluating that feedback before the final version goes to the state board for a vote. The Iron Paws program at the Saginaw Correctional Facility in Saginaw County offers both inmates and shelter dogs a renewed opportunity at a better life. The initiative pairs two inmates with each dog from a local shelter, providing weeks of care, obedience training, and socialization to improve the dog's chances of adoption. Initially launched in partnership with Saginaw County Animal Care and Control, the program has helped more than 40 dogs find permanent homes in a single year. Inmates must maintain clean conduct records to remain in the program, as disciplinary issues can cost them their place and their canine companion. Officer Joaquin Guerrero of Saginaw County Animal Control helped establish the effort and said both inmates and dogs share the experience of being misunderstood and searching for a second chance. While Saginaw County Animal Care and Control has not been involved in about 2 years, Bay County has since joined forces with the prison to continue the program's mission. The Saginaw Correctional Facility also supports other dog-related efforts, including Paws with a Cause and the Blue Star Dog Program, which provides specialized training in partnership with community agencies. And police say a fight and robbery broke out during a wedding reception at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in downtown Bay City late Sunday, October 11th. According to Bay City Department of Public Safety officers, a North Carolina woman called 911 around 11:15 p.m., reporting that a man was lying unconscious in the hotel parking lot at 1 Winona Park Place while a red Chevrolet sedan was seen leaving the scene with two male suspects. Investigators identified the victim as a wedding guest and confirmed he had been assaulted and robbed by two Bay City men before the suspect fled. Both men were later taken into custody and are facing multiple charges stemming from the attack. Police said the suspects claimed the victim had approached them like a zombie before the altercation, though the circumstances leading up to the confrontation remain under review. Authorities have not released the names of those involved as the investigation continues. When we come back after this AVS Tech Team sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Big changes are coming, and it's important for your computer to keep up. Windows 10 has officially reached its end of life, which means Microsoft will no longer provide security updates or patches. The only way to stay protected is to upgrade to Windows 11, and the AVS Tech Team is here to help. Without Windows 11, your personal data becomes much more vulnerable to viruses, malware, and spyware. The Tech Team's qualified technicians will check your computer's compatibility with Windows 11 so you know exactly what to expect. If your current computer isn't ready for the upgrade, don't worry. The Tech Team can help you find the perfect new PC that fits your needs and budget. When making the switch, the tech team will securely and seamlessly transfer your important files and data, making sure nothing gets lost along the way. Visit the tech team in Pigeon or Sandusky or call 888-282-4943. Stay secure and upgrade now with the AVS tech team.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, President Trump confirmed this week that the CIA has been conducting covert operations inside Venezuela. The acknowledgement triggered bipartisan criticism from lawmakers who say it bypasses congressional authority. Trump defended the move, describing it as part of a crackdown on narcotics trafficking. U.S. officials say the operations have targeted boats suspected of drug smuggling in Caribbean waters. Critics argue there's little evidence connecting the vessels to trafficking. The administration has not released classified data, but insists the missions are necessary for national security. And in our international news, China's government is tightening restrictions on rare earth mineral exports amid growing economic tensions with the U.S. The move has raised concerns across global supply chains dependent on critical materials for electronics and defense. Beijing says the policy ensures environmental sustainability. Western trade officials argue it's a potential or political tool to gain leverage in negotiations. The United States is exploring domestic mining options to reduce reliance on Chinese imports. Commodity markets reacted with sharp price increases Wednesday. Get the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more at thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.